I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is expected in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Monday for U.S.-Ukraine talks as President Donald Trump pushes to broker a swift end to the Russia-Ukraine war. Rubio will join U.S. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz for the talks in Jeddah with Ukrainian officials. The Ukrainian delegation will be led by President Volodymyr Zelensky's Chief of Staff, Andrei Yermak. Associated Press Mideast News Director John Gambrell explains that there is a lot at stake for both the U.S. and the Ukrainians.
The Ukrainians, they are trying to recover after that disastrous meeting that President Volodymyr Zelensky had in the Oval Office last month that descended into an argument between him, President Donald Trump, and Vice President J.D. Vance. And the Ukrainians are likely really hoping to turn back on American military aid as well as American intelligence sharing to counter the Russians. For the Americans, they want to push forward with what Donald Trump wants, which is this peace deal, these peace talks between him and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
That was AP Middle East News Director John Gambrell. Israel announced Sunday it is cutting off its electricity supply to Gaza. The full effects were not immediately clear, but the arid territory's desalination plants receive power for producing drinking water. Israel last week cut off aid supplies to the Palestinian population in Gaza. Both moves, it said, were designed to pressure Hamas to extend the first phase of the ceasefire agreement, which ended last week. The executive director of the Israeli-based Legal Center for Freedom of Movement, known as Gisha, Tanya Harry, called the moves collective punishment.
The stopping of humanitarian aid, the deliberate stopping of supply of electricity, of water, of medicine to the civilian population amounts to a war crime. It is Israel's obligation to supply these things to the civilian population.
Israel wants Hamas to release half of the remaining hostages in return for a promise to negotiate.